Welcome to Ref Life, and welcome to the last transport of 2025. I will have the actual data later next month because y'all know I love to crunch some numbers, but I did check just now and we did 25 transports this year, one of those being a two-van double transport. That may not sound like a lot to you, but that's over 6 months worth of Saturdays that the Wolf Trap South team gave up to do these transports. Do y'all even know how much stuff goes on Saturdays? It's insane. Every birthday party, graduation, festival, pool party, baby shower, everything is on a Saturday. And it's a 1 in 2 chance that it's a day that we have transport instead of going to whatever it is. But don't get me wrong. I am not complaining. That makes me very happy because I am always looking for an excuse to Amazon deliver my gift and send my regrets. But still, 6 months worth of Saturdays that we don't get to sleep in, and that I will complain about. Anyways, it has been a really, really great year. I know everyone is like, wow, I can't believe it's the end of the year already. But honestly, this year has kind of dragged by for me. It's been a truly happy year. So many wonderful things happened, and it was just so much better than 2024. But I don't know. Time just went by very slowly for me. It was kind of nice. Let's get into the stories, though. One last time in 2025, the theme is Christmas characters, and these names were actually done by our wonderful Ariel. I don't know what her job title is with us, but I know that she does a ton of stuff around the hospital and at puppy therapy. So you will definitely be seeing her around. And if you don't like your foster's name, you can blame her for it and not me this time. But I, for one, am so grateful that she did these names for me, because after Thanksgiving dinner hit on Thursday night, I was ready to just go into a food coma. So when she texted me asking if she could do the names, I literally could not text back fast enough to tell her, yes, please. It's a fairly small load this time, only 40 critters, but that is every single animal that we have in foster care down here, and every single pup that we have committed to. So we have 0 dogs on our wait list as of right now going into 2026. We do still have several cats and kittens that are waiting until 2026 to go, but as of right now, they are still with their owners and not in our foster care. We'll see how long that lasts. I'm sure tomorrow we'll have animals in our foster care, but I am very excited right now to be ending it completely empty. Although historically, I always end up with a long-term foster over the holidays, so I'm sure one's a-coming. Okay, Elf on the Shelf was found on a back road by herself. She is the biggest dog on the van and not nearly the cutest. She's just some black lab mix, but she is so sweet and so chunky. She was definitely one of my favorites this week. Whoever gets her is going to fall in love so quickly. Abominable Snowman is from Dr. Jamie. If you're new or you don't remember, Dr. Jamie was one of Dr. Burton's students at Mississippi State when she taught at the vet school many years ago. They became lifelong best friends, and now Dr. Jamie helps us with low-cost vet care, and we help her with animals that get dumped on her. So, Abominable Snowman, or Dapper Dan, as he was called down here, came into her clinic at the beginning of October. The owner said that he was approximately 5 weeks old at the time. He was born to what the owner said was a stray that he had living in his backyard. He said that the mama dog wouldn't allow him to touch her or any of the puppies, so he didn't know much about the puppies other than apparently she's had so many litters that he thinks that the daddy might also be the granddaddy. So I take that for what you will. That's what he said. Anyway, I guess he has a trailer in his backyard and there was an old couch in there. Somehow the puppy either climbed or fell or something onto the couch, and one of the couch springs became embedded in his shoulder, like under, like in his armpit kind of. The owner finally cut him free and brought him to Dr. Jamie. He had no idea how long he had been like that, but Dr. Jamie feels like it had to have been quite a while because he was, it was literally embedded into his body. Dr. Jamie said he was laterally recumbent and couldn't raise his head or walk. I don't know what that means. I don't even know how to say it, but but it makes me happy that she thinks she can use words like that with me and that I would know what she's saying. She also said that she has never seen a dog survive tetanus before, so this was a first for her, and this puppy is truly a miracle dog. So we are very thankful that she trusts us to take him, and she knows that we're going to find him the absolute best home. Kate McAllister. So two dogs were found at a county school, and another rescue was notified because it was in their area. When they got there, they only found one dog, and it was not this one. They went back a couple of times looking for Kate, this one. One of the teachers had taken Kate home so that she wouldn't get hit by a car. And apparently everybody at the school knew that this rescue was looking for her. So we're not sure why nobody ever said, hey, Mr. So-and-so took her home. But anyways, a day or two later, Kate showed up at a store down the road from some fosters and down the road from where the school was. And our foster ran over there and got her so that she wouldn't get hit by a car. They got in touch with a teacher that had the dog the day before, originally thinking that he was the owner. But he said he just took her home, trying to keep her safe, and that she got loose from his house and ran off during the night. So our foster told him about us and that we would find it a great home. And the guy was like, yeah, just keep it. I don't even want her back. So the other dog that the rescue took the first day is waiting on transport to go to another northern rescue. But they were like, yeah, if you have a rescue that'll take this one, we do not want another one. So I told them if that rescue falls through, like, I call dibs. We'll be sure she comes up on the first transport of 2026. But we are very happy that we got Kate and we got her out of here before she got hit by a car. Ralphie was picked up by animal control as a stray in town and taken to the kill shelter, but then they called us and we went and got him. The B litter four is one of our funnier background stories. This is an oops litter from our town vet. We love him. We love him so much. We love his family so much. They are truly some of the best people. But we have had a lot of fun with him over the fact that he had an oops litter. So the mama is his personal champion hunting dog, and he breeds her on occasion to sell puppies for other hunters. We have to just look over this flaw in his personality, though. But to his credit, he typically is very responsible about it, and he makes sure that he doesn't breed her too closely together and that the puppies won't be bred when they're sold. So he is usually responsible. Anyways, he knew that she was going into heat. He knew when it was, and he didn't want her to have puppies back to back years. So he put her in their kennel slash garage for what he thought was her entire heat cycle. He doesn't know if somebody got her at the front end or the back end, but next thing they know, his wife goes out to the barn a few months later and there's puppies crying. They could not believe it. He gave one of them away, another personality flaw that we will talk to him about, but Jessica ended up with a feral cat that needed to be neutered while she had her hands on him, and so she texted him to see if they could get him in, and he was like, yeah, no problem, bring him in today, we'll get him in right away. Oh, by the way, could you take some puppies? Jessica said, do we need to give you the spiel on how this happens? And his wife was like, we are as bad as the people we talk about. I cannot believe that this happened. I told him that we offer spay vouchers for families who can't afford to have their dog spayed, and he is the veterinarian who takes those vouchers and spays those dogs, so my joke was extra funny. But when he was leaving after dropping them off at transport, he was like, thank you guys so much. I know that they're in great hands. Call me if you need anything. And I said, yeah, call us in 6 months when you have another litter. But he said he's going to go ahead and spay the mom now because he clearly isn't as proactive as he thought. All that being said, though, these puppies were an accident, but they have been so loved and so well taken care of their entire lives. we have so many litters that have never even been touched by a human before we get them, or even worse, abused by a human before we get them. But these puppies have been toted around by the vet's kids and given the absolute best start in life. And their mom's a champion. Like, that's pretty cool. The G litter of four were owner surrenders. The owner's dog got pregnant and then went missing when they were 3 weeks old. She was never found. We think she was killed. Our rescue partner, Tasha, sent them to a bottle feeder until they were weaned, and then she took them back when they were older. That didn't last long, though, because shortly after getting them back, she ended up with a stray dog that she was also fostering. Just a day or two after getting her, she broke with Parvo, adult Parvo, which, if you don't know, adult Parvo is the worst possible thing. It is so much worse than puppy Parvo. So we were all terrified that the babies would be exposed to Parvo if they stayed with her. So Mama Becky took them in after the last transport, and she has loved having four itty bitty babies to play with these last 2 weeks, especially because right before these four, she had 18 puppies that she was fostering. It was two litters from the same house. So she had 18 puppies that she was taking care of. So four is a breeze compared to that. And Tasha's adult foster with Parvo lived. Tasha got her through it. And then Tasha foster failed, which, if you know me, I do not allow foster failing down here, but adult Parvo is so awful. I was like, I don't blame you. if you can get that dog through adult Parvo, you are in love, and there is no giving that dog up. The J litter of four were picked up as strays by animal control in another town. Animal control reached out to a rescue in that area, one of our rescue partners, and told them if they didn't come and get them, they, animal control, was going to shoot them. They were barely even 5 weeks old at the time. Unbelievable. The S litter of six are actually two litters from the same home. They have the same daddy, though, and so we just lumped them all into one litter. They were owner surrendered to the Alabama shelter. Our Alabama shelter friends that we love so much. The shelter told me that the owner, this is what they said, the owner has too dang many not altered dogs. So their animal control officer is trying to get rid of them and kind of thin them out, but she still has 10 small dogs at the house. I'm hoping that they will give us one or two of these mamas because they're super cute. The C litter of eight were owner surrenders. The mom came up as a stray. They are keeping the mom. We will spay her for them. As for the cats, I hate that we didn't get to send all of the cats on our wait list down here, but oh my gosh, I am so glad to be sending these 10. If you listened to last week's episode, I told you that they were not going to let me send any cats this week unless some got adopted out. So I was begging and pleading and crying for you guys to help us get some cats adopted. Y'all got so many adopted for me. I actually don't know how many because I wasn't keeping track, but just looking at the adoption spreadsheet just from today's adoption event, it was at least 23 cats adopted in a 2 week span, which is the only reason I got to send 10 cats today. The only reason that we have no animals in any of our foster homes right now for the first time in for sure this year. For sure this whole year, maybe even the last 2 years. Because if we didn't get to send these 10, we were all going home with at least one cat or kitten. Okay, on to the cat stories. Oogie Boogie was picked up by our rescue partner, Tasha. His eyes were all gooped shut and he had a rough looking booty. The vet that they took him to thought he was 2 weeks old, but we actually think he was closer to 4 weeks. They also thought that he was a bobcat mix, which is not a thing. Bobcats do not mate with actual cats. So I don't put a lot of stock into what they have to say. But Jessica offered to take him since booties are her thing. They're her specialty. And Tasha has saved Jessica on more than one foster lately. I was actually looking at my spreadsheet earlier today. You should take a drink for however many times I have said spreadsheet on this episode. But on it, I have the rescue that the animal is coming from, and then the foster or the group name that we have for them. There were so many on this spreadsheet and the last few transport spreadsheets that said from Jess with Tasha, from Tasha with Jess. Like, they have just been wheeling and dealing their animals so that everyone has a lighter and easier to manage load lately. Anyways, back to this kitten. This kitten was very whiny and needy for the first few days until Jessica declared him healthy enough to interact with the other two kittens that she had. Those were the F kittens. They were twice as big as him, and she wasn't sure how that they would play together, but they took him right in and have been so sweet. He follows them around everywhere and can hold his own with them, surprisingly. Toy Soldier is our mama with no babies. We were asked to take two kittens back in early September when they were super young, but we had a waiting list of about 50 older kittens at that point. So when Jessica finally circled back, one of the kittens was gone, but Jessica was going to make plans to take the one that was left. So the guy she had been talking to got her in touch with the lady that had these kittens. And she said, any chance you can take them up too? And Jessica was like, yeah, absolutely. She said she was just a stray that showed up and have kittens. We gave a few of them away. Then we were left with two. There's just the mom and one remaining kitten right now. They're outside, but she was taking pretty good care of them. And our options for fostering adult cats is very limited and not great. They're just at the doghouse by themselves. They just get checked on once a day. So the lady said she would continue taking care of them until we were able to foster both of them. So we just decided to leave them there until a little bit closer to transport. We had them all set to take and put at the doghouse this week. And on Wednesday, the kitten disappeared and hasn't been seen since. So I'm still holding out hope that it will show back up, but it's not likely. The P litter of two. Okay, so a lady asked for help with some adult cats this summer when we were just barely keeping our head above water with cats. She takes in a lot of strays, but she's in a wheelchair, so she really can't take care of them. We've done some spay and neuter for her in the past. Anyways, a mama got pregnant, and these are her two kittens. And then this is what Jessica said. Jessica said, this is a funny part that you can add if you're struggling for stuff to talk about. We're like 18 minutes in. When do I ever struggle for stuff to talk about? But Jessica said, I was making a work phone call one day and I dialed the wrong number. I realized it and I thought I hung up before it had even rang. I had no idea that the wrong number I dialed was this lady, the owner of these cats. But apparently she had my number saved. So I hang up on the wrong number. It immediately calls me back. And she goes, Jessica, I'm sorry I missed you, but I'm so glad you called. I've got two new kittens. So Jessica was like, all right, well, I guess you're getting bumped to the top of the list since you think I called you to tell you I could take your kittens. She does want to keep this mama cat though, so we will be spaying her for her. The F litter of two, one of our fosters found them in the parking lot about 8 weeks ago. We're just now getting around to taking them because we have had so many kittens this year. It's been insane. The M family, so this is the mom and three kittens, they came from the same house that the half-dead Parvo white shepherd puppy came from earlier this year. I loved him so much. We have been helping them with cat spay and neuters lately. A volunteer went one day to set a trap for a feral cat, but found this mom and kittens, all of them literally barely alive. They were all eaten up with parasites and coccidia and definitely did not have long left to live. So she loaded them all up, took them home. We got them started on meds. They have all made a full recovery and are doing great. But the mom almost didn't make it on transport today. So Jessica went to load them up at the foster's house, who lives just across the street from where we do transports at my old house. She's my old neighbor. Anyways, they were in an enclosed dog pen. So like chain link fence on all four sides and across the top so that they can't just climb out. So Jessica went to get the kittens, but when she went to get the mom, the mom ran to the top of the cat tower in the kennel and wouldn't come down. If Jessica tried to get her from the right side, she'd just scooch over to the left. If she went left, the cat went right. So we finish loading transport. I drive down the hill to help Jessica corral her. She's super, super sweet. I think whoever gets her is just going to love having her. But, you know, when someone busts in your home and steals your children, your first thought is probably not to go easily with the intruder. So I don't blame her, but I'm very happy that we got her. That is all for this week. That's all for this year, actually. Well, maybe. I'm hoping that I can get my life together enough to do a recap episode later next month. So I'll crunch some numbers, talk about our favorites from that year, maybe. But just in case I don't, I hope all of you know how much you mean to all of us down here, whether this is your first time fostering or your 100th, or you just tune in to hear the stories you don't even foster. We appreciate everyone's support, and we truly, truly could not do any of this without you. Thank you for being the majority of the reason why 2025 was such a great year for us. You guys are amazing, and we love you. It's a rough life, but someone's gotta do it.